moving into this new era for visionary entrepreneurs, it's going to be more and more about that authenticity, your soul's purpose and mission, with a lot less emphasis put on what strategies have worked in the past.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I guide visionary entrepreneurs like you to transform their energetic blocks into breakthrough wealth. And today, we're going to talk about the energetic blueprint of your next revenue leap. This is an important conversation because we are in a new era. We are in an era where Pluto is in Aquarius. It's a time of revolution, a time of innovation. Things are going to start changing very quickly, very rapidly. And as a visionary, not only do you want to on the wave, riding the wave of innovation, riding the wave of the resources and the creative process, but you also want to feel aligned to you, your authenticity, your soul's mission, you know, the why you originally created your business or your businesses, the thing that lights you up. As a visionary entrepreneur, these two things have to always be in alignment, your business and your inner authority. And that can be challenging, particularly when we are up-leveling our wealth, when we are desiring to scale, when we're desiring to expand. Strategy is so very important. And simultaneously, we can overemphasize strategy and or we can get lost in the strategy. We can give all of our power away to the strategy that may or may not really be in alignment to us. Just because a strategy worked for another business doesn't mean that it's meant for yours. Just because a strategy worked 6 months ago doesn't mean it's still aligned to yours. And that's a very important part to notice right now as we're moving into this very fast and expansive era of humanity. The ability to shift yourself, shift your business rapidly is going to be what really makes or breaks entrepreneurs moving forward. So the balance between your strategy, understanding what strategies are serving you right now and what strategies are not serving you or obsolete, as well as what strategies maybe need a little bit more time or a little bit more love, right? A little few tweaks within them to allow them to work for your business. This is all about awareness and the ability to really see where the energetic alignment is. So this is what I help entrepreneurs with, is the ability to see where there is flow within their business, within their strategies, within their structures, within their teams, within their offers, and where there are blocks, kinks. Moving into this new era for visionary entrepreneurs, it's going to be more and more about that authenticity to you as that visionary entrepreneur, authenticity to what's lighting you up, the authenticity to your soul's purpose and mission here, with a lot less emphasis put on what strategies have worked in the past, what even dare I say, the experts are saying are going or is working or going to work. Because in the new era where we are, this isn't about experts. This is about our unique blueprint or unique wealth codes. And you have a unique blueprint to this incarnation. And that in that blueprint, there are wealth codes. There is particular points of wealth that each time you hit that level of wealth, it unlocks, it reveals more of yourself, your capacity. It actually expands you on a soul level. So in the past, scaling advice was often very linear. And it was pretty cookie cutter. You know, this is how you scale. This is how you scale. But in the new era, for one, it's not linear at all. And to understand quantum mechanics as a visionary entrepreneur will radically up-level you and align you to these new ways. Because we are working in a space where our consciousness is very expanded. We don't have to work in a linear fashion anymore. Also, with the cookie cutter mentality, that is completely out. That is completely out. Pluto in Aquarius, the new era is all about individual genius, your unique genius. And there is no cookie cutter for your genius. So as a visionary entrepreneur moving forward and learning how to up-level your next revenue leap, it'll be about what strategies are in alignment to your new wealth code, to that next level wealth that you're trying to create. It'll be about where is the energy flow in your business, maintaining those areas of flow, and where are the kinks, where are the blocks? The ability to see those, the ability to open them up, understand why they exist so that you can prevent them further, as well as fully resolve them, not just put a Band-Aid on them, not just try to find another strategy, right? Because just another strategy, again, might not work. Why is that strategy not working for your business? Understanding that will help you. So a couple of things to bear in mind as we open up these doors into this new era, and perhaps you're considering expanding your business. There's a lot of expansion right now. Questions to ask yourself. Where are the kinks in your business? Where does it feel like energy isn't flowing? And then taking a deeper look at that, why is energy not flowing in that area of your business? Is that because of strategy? Is that because of the team? Is that because of the offer? And having the ability to let go of attachment to any of these things. Again, we're going to be moving so quickly. It's very likely you could create an offer that may never launch, or it may launch for a short period of time and then it's done. It no longer wants to be continued launch. But if you can try to launch that offer, that program, or continue to try to create that product through that particular revenue stream, you will continue to hit a wall because it no longer is in alignment. So how do you let go of attachment to all of your creations in your business so that you can continue to move? Pluto in Aquarius is an air sign. Air. Just think of how quickly the air can shift with just a subtle blow, subtle wind, and the air shifts direction. It's very mutable. It's very flexible. It's very, very volatile, but not necessarily volatile in a negative way. It's wanting to move. Can you move with it? So letting go of the attachment and really asking yourself those harder questions. What is in alignment for my business now? Where does the wealth desire to flow now? And having the courage to say yes to that over and over and over again. And as it shifts again, having the courage to say yes to the new shift and to the new shift and to the new shift. Oftentimes we have these ideas that that looks crazy, right? That lacks consistency. We are not in an era of consistency anymore. So if you are a person who loves consistency, doesn't like change, doesn't like volatility, likes to stick with something for a period of time, I'm going to invite you to explore how can you loosen the grip on that for yourself. How can you loosen the grip on that need for things to be the same and the perceived safety within that? How can you allow yourself to move into a place of more change, more movement, and still feel safe? If you're a person who loves volatility, loves change, loves movement, there's going to be a lot of it. So how do you stay attuned to the changes, the movements that want to occur in your life, in your business, and let go of any changes that are occurring through the reflection of the physical reality that don't actually serve you and your business? Because sometimes when we love change, we can love it too much, just like we can love consistency too much, right? We get addicted to they changed the movement, but not all of the change, not all of the movement is going to be what is in alignment for your business. So being very clear on which of those changes, not only is in alignment, but which is going to be most powerful. There are going to be times where you're given more than one opportunity to shift. Which one of those feels most powerful, most impactful, so that you can give that one your all for whatever period of time it desires to be created in your reality. Powerful questions of contemplation that I invite you to explore as we move into this new era and as up-leveling as a visionary entrepreneur is going to change very radically. Entrepreneurship, how we do business, all of these things are changing very, very rapidly. And where your wealth lies is within your authenticity, staying true to yourself, staying true to your inner knowing, staying true to what lights you up, as well as remaining grounded throughout the transformation, consistent transformation and expansion. One time, during my divorce, my higher self brought in a contemplation for me and said, can you stay grounded when you are uprooted? And it was such a beautiful expression of a paradox. And that's where we are and where we're headed for the next 16 to 20 years is this energy of paradox, of being grounded in our bodies, in our businesses, connected to our businesses, to our communities, and simultaneously uprooted as massive and consistent transformation occurs. These are the strategies that are going to support you as a visionary entrepreneur. The strategy of knowing how to stay connected to your inner truth, the strategy of knowing how to stay grounded, how to stay clear-headed, how to listen, and therefore aligning with business strategies, financial strategies, investment strategies that are going to ultimately serve you, your business, and your impact. I'm always here for you. I can help you to see where these blocks are in your business, as well as come up with very specific processes to shift your business. We can also connect to your wealth code, to your next level revenue, and really start this quantum evolution for you and your business. As always, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com